Kansas City wheat is the flavor again today, pushing sharply higher to new contract highs, getting up to near 718 and a half early this morning before kind of retreating and backpedaling a little bit. That's made quite a move here this week, and it's only Wednesday. It's pulled Chicago wheat and Minneapolis along with it. Corn also, and beans. Of course, they're getting part of their lift from that rising crude oil market. We'll talk about that in a bit. But for the wheat trade, we're not seeing much rain in the forecasts. And now they're even the bears, the ones that were negative on price that said wheat couldn't rally because we'd be too overpriced. Well, we have rallied, and now they're out talking, well, okay, even if rains did arrive now that are forecasted for around, oh, we don't know, out there around May 10th, it'll be too late for a lot of wheat in Kansas. Thank you. Which means we're probably close on a short-term high on this wheat. We got to congest for a while, but we'll see. These screaming bull markets, they have a way of surprising you. But for now, we're up a dime on Kansas July wheat, 712 and a quarter. The Chicago July up 2 cents at 659 and three quarters. Minneapolis July gaining 6.5 cents, 720. And we better watch out. We're kind of dry up here too now. We got the submoisture to get the crop started, but we could use something from the top side. And aside from eastern North Dakota, which they had gotten rains, west of Jamestown here towards Bismarck and west, we could use a drink. And we're not seeing much now in the 10-day modeling, so that needs to change here soon. But Minneapolis, 720. The September new crop up 6 3/4, 736. December at 750. That's up 8 cents. In the corn, July gaining 2 1/4 cents, 477 and three quarters. Ethanol numbers were down a bit than last week, but still above last week. The December contract got to 499.5. You could figure it would stall, and it did. We're backed off 2 cents. We're a penny and three quarters higher right now at 497.5, but you can smell $5 is coming because of the fertilizer situation. The July soybeans are up 6 cents, 1195.25. Bean oil up over a penny a pound on the Julys, 7360. While meal backtracking today, Argentina says there was some false testing, some false positive on that meal deliveries to the Netherlands. They'd like to have a do-over, so we'll see. And their new crop doesn't have much of that gene planted in it anyway. So July beans up 5 3/4, 1195. New crop November up 3 1/4, 1170 1/4, while meal is backing off $6.50 a ton here at 327. In the cattle futures, cash trade explosive yesterday. We had seen a jump to somewhat 255, 256, and some 257 cattle in the south on a Wednesday. And the board gapped higher this morning, but deferreds all retreated, including the feeder cattle. Only the April cattle, which expires tomorrow, up 397. 256.65, putting it at the top side of the cash trade. The June cattle up $1.22, 254.72. August, 15 cents higher, 249.25. October, they're down 45 at 243.60. In the feeders, the April contract expires tomorrow, up 12 cents, 372.20. That feeder index is actually below it right now, so we'll see how that evens out. That actually doesn't settle out until next Monday, so there's room for variables to adjust. May feeders off 52 cents, 371.20. August down 92 cents at 372.15. October giving up 60 cents at 368.25. As we take a peek over at the energy markets, let's get the metals first. June gold down $50, $4,558. Silver's down $1.74. $72 even. Dollar index up 28 cents, 98.75. While Bitcoin, it is lower by $480 on the May contract, $76,180. Coming up at 1 o'clock, the Federal Reserve will put out a meeting's result. And, of course, this is last meeting that Jerome Powell will be the chairman at. We totally expect a nothing burger from them at noon. Rates will stay the same. So the metal markets are reacting lower as crude oil moves higher from President Trump's response that, hey, I'll wait these Iranians out, blockades staying in place. And also, we saw energy numbers this morning, big draws on everything because we're exporting a lot, and we're exporting it from our strategic reserve getting drawn down. So crude oil June, up $6.87 right now at $106.80. The gasoline contract for June up 15¾ cents a gallon, $3.585. Diesel fuel for June up 23 cents a gallon, $4.125. I'll tell you what, if you have any questions, would like to know more about the markets or the news that's affecting the markets on your phone in the morning on a text, go to our website. You'll find it at heartlandinvest.com. It's on the right-hand side. Click for a 30-day free trial. It's all there waiting for you at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.